A very good morning, Dubai. Welcome to the Daily Dose. Asian risk assets extending a rally as investors shrug off the saga on trade differences. US Treasuries at 3.04% while the US dollar remains steady. That said, a rally that began in Asia yesterday extended into the US session despite the US-China trade war deepening as China announced retaliation on the tariffs of $60 billion of US goods and the Trump administration threatened duties on virtually all Chinese imports. The yuan gained 6.85 as China Premier Li said he won't let the currency devalue to stimulate exports. The Bank of Japan left its monetary policy unchanged. The BOJ maintained its 10-year bond yield target, asset purchases and guidance on interest rates. The yen weakened to 112.33 against the US dollar. China holding of treasuries fell in July after remaining steady in the previous month. The holdings fell $7.71 billion to $1.17 trillion and total 7.8% of U.S. government debt. The yield on Chinese 10-year debt rose to a three-month high, underscoring the challenge for officials seeking to keep borrowing costs low to counter an economic slowdown. DP World raised more than $3.1 billion from the sale of multiple offerings across USD, Euro and Sterling bonds. DP World issued $1 billion of 10-year Sukuk at a yield of 4.84%. That looks very cheap in our view. $1 billion of 30-year bonds at a yield of 5.7%, which saw substantial demand, and still we believe that that's quite attractive. And 750 million euros of 8-year notes at a coupon of 2.375%. While most of the European peripherals are yielding negative on that tranche, we think that this has a lot of demand, especially from the euro-based investors. On the sterling 12-year bonds, coupon of 4.25% was priced. The company will use the proceeds to repurchase 650 million Sukuk due 2019 that was sold by its Jebel Ali Free Zone unit to reduce liabilities. Moreover, Japan's export growth accelerated in August from the previous month, supported by stronger shipments to the United States, a sign that escalating trade friction between the Washington and Beijing has yet to hit Japanese trade. Japanese exports rose 6.6% in August from a year earlier, handily beating a 5.6% increase expected by economists and exceeding a 3.9% gain in July. Thank you and have a great day.